Every once in a while, we meet a person we just don't like. Alyssa Eli may have run into one too many, and his name is Felix.
He was a man with not one redeemable quality. Before he drank himself into early dementia, Felix had been a professional pimp and wife batterer. He carried only two words with him into senility, and you could hear him yelling them from the end of the hallway, wearing a johnny and sitting in a wheelchair, one thin B12 deficient leg crossed dapperly over the other. Whiskey, cigarette, whiskey, cigarette, 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 whiskey, whiskey, whiskey. Nursing homes rejected him. He broke glasses, twisted wrists, and drew blood. Also, there were the seizures, the cirrhosis, the incontinence, the delirium caused by any new medication, and the three strong men required to bathe and feed him. He had plenty of insurance, but no personal appeal. He was an unsellable human product. He'd been on the unit a year or two when another patient died of a sudden and shockingly rapid brain tumor. A memorial service was held, and the activities room was turned into a chapel, with flowers on tables that were usually covered with board games and rows of straight chairs facing front. The patient's mother and sister arrived in dark suits and took two chairs in the very front row. Patients and staff spoke. One plump woman said that John had saved her all the desserts off his tray and that she had gained 7 pounds in 2 weeks and could never forget him for this kindness. Another woman said she still owed John money. An administrator said John had always had kind words and knew all the staff by their first names. John's mother and sister listened. Halfway through the memorial, Felix was wheeled into the room. All the seats were taken, and the only space available was in front, next to John's mother. The jerry chair was locked in place. Felix crossed his legs and mumbled. John's mother nodded politely at him. He mumbled more energetically. We knew he was saying whiskey, cigarettes, but she didn't. She turned her head, bent towards him, and smiled tentatively. She must have been expecting words of sorrow and comfort. Instead, Felix leaned out of his chair and spit in her face. The entire room gasped. Patients who had slit their wrists, patients who slept with voices, the chaplain and the administrator, all hit the same horrified note. Staff tripped each other trying to reach Felix first, and the head nurse, apologizing ferociously, pulled out a wad of Kleenex and began to wipe a dark stain on the mother's silk collar. Felix was raced from the room, eliminated. After some confusion, the service ended. Everyone tried not to look at the stain as they filed out. Not too long after that, for no related reason, Felix was moved to another unit. Reports reached us of more attacks on staff and patients, more failed efforts at placement. One story had it that he'd been discovered wandering the streets outside a nursing home just hours after being admitted. He was naked and looking for whiskey. Finally, a series of infections weakened him. We stopped hearing tales of Felix's misadventures and wrongdoings. He became quiet and passive, an involuntarily well-behaved person, almost a gentleman. Some staff found this interesting, that in the end, sickness had humanized him. For most of us, it was too late to care.
Alyssa Eli is a psychiatrist living in Massachusetts. She comes to us by way of member station WBUR in Boston.